Rashi ala Torah, Parashat Tetzave, Aliyat Rishon. In the first Aliyah of this week's Parasha, we're told about the instructions that Moshe Rabbeinu receives to sanctify Aharon and his sons by dressing them in the special clothes of the Kohanim. And these individuals who are commanded to prepare these clothing are called the Hachmelev, the wise ones, Asher Miletiv Ruach Chochma, who are filled with divine wisdom, and they're the ones who are supposed to make the big de Aharon lekadesho lechahanonit li. These are the ones who are supposed to prepare the special clothes for the Kohanim in order for them to be allowed to do their service in the Mishkan. The Pesukim continue, Pasuk Dalet, Ve'elah HaBegadim Asher Ya'asua, these are the clothing, articles of clothing that you should make. Hoshen Ve'efod U'me'il U'ktonet Tashbetz Mitznefet Ve'avnet, make all these different articles of clothing. Ve'asu Bigde Kodesh Le'aharon Achicha, and make holy clothing for Aharon your brother. U'banav Lecha Hanoli, and for his sons, in order so that they can serve as Kohanim to me. Then the Pasuk says, which is the one we're going to focus on, V'hem yikhu et hazahav et hatechelet. They should take the zahav, the gold, and the techelet, v'et ha'argaman, v'et tola'at hashani, v'et hashesh, all these different materials that they're being told to take. Rashi says, he's bothered with the Pasuk. What does it mean, v'hem yikhu, they should take? The subject of the last Pasuk was Aharon and his sons. They're not the ones who were supposed to take it. So Rashi says, V'hem yikhu, otam hachmelev, shiya'asu begadim. The ones we mentioned earlier on in Pasuk Gimel, those wise ones, those hachmelev, the ones who are supposed to make the begadim, they're the ones who are supposed to take. Yekabelu min hamitnadbim, et hazahav et hatechelet. They're the ones who are supposed to take from the donors, the zahav, the techelet, la'asot mehen et habegadim, in order to make the clothing with them. They go, and from donors, they collect these materials, and from those materials, they're going to make the clothes of the Kohanim. So Rashi was bothered just with who is this word vehem going on. So he answers, it's not what it seems to be, what's mentioned in the last Pasuk, which is Aharon and his sons. Rather, it's what's mentioned two Pisukim ago, which are the Hachmelev, the wise ones, the artisans who are supposed to make the clothes of the Kohanim. The Kiddushat Levi has a comment on this Rashi, and he says, V'yesh li ten ta'am al shehayu asin bigde kohen mishel sibur. He says, if you think about it, why do we need to collect donations in order to make the clothes of the Kohanim? Maybe we should purchase them. Why do we have to go out there and collect from the Jewish people in order to make these clothes? And he says that even though the crucial components of a Kohen's service is the avodah, that he brings the korbanot, the service that he brings, all of the sacrifices, he says, lo haya avodato shelema im lo hitlabesh et atzmo be'avat Yisrael. The Kohen service wasn't considered to be complete if he didn't dress himself in ahavat Yisrael, love of the Jewish people. And he quotes the Zohar where it says, kol kohen de la rahim le'ama lav pulhane klum. Any kohen that doesn't have love for the nation, that isn't beloved by the nation as well, his service in the Beit HaMikdash or the Mishkan is meaningless and it doesn't count. Because when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Ahavat Yisrael, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the Jewish people, Asher Ba Harbanu Mikol Ha'amim. He chose us to the exclusion of all of the other nations, that the Jewish people are specifically picked from all of the other nations. And once he picked us, everyone else was set aside. And Zera Yisrael are the Ahuvim, are the beloved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when it talks about the choosing of the Kohanim from amongst the Bnei Israel, which we have earlier on in this parasha, Pasuk Aleph of the same perek, it says, V'ata hakrev elecha et Aharon achicha ve'et banav ito. You should bring near to yourself Aharon and his sons with him, mitoch Bnei Israel lecha hanoli, from among the Jewish people, from amongst the children of Israel, to serve me. So the Kiddushat Levi zooms in on the word mitoch, from amongst. That even though he took a Kohen, it wasn't to the exclusion of the rest of the Jewish people. It was from amongst them he took the Kohanim, and they were going to serve in order to protect the rest of the Jewish people. It's not to the exclusion of the rest of the Jewish people. It's because of the love of the Jewish people, he had to designate one specific group to help them. Because the point of the korbanot and the point of the avodah of the kohen is in order to lechaper al Yisrael, in order to serve as an atonement for the Jewish people. All the korbanot that we bring serve as a kapara to atone for all of the averot, all of the sins of the Jewish people. So what the Kiddushat Levi is basically saying is the whole role of the kohen is to serve the Jewish people and to help them and to think about them constantly in his avodah. And therefore, when we're thinking about what clothes should be worn, it has to be that he is actually wearing the Jewish people. He's wearing Ahavat Yisrael. It's part of his body. It's who he is. He has to take from them and put it on himself in order to constantly be cognizant and remember the idea of Ahavat Yisrael, that he has to love the Jewish people at all times, and his avodah, his service is worthless if he doesn't have that. And for that very reason, he has to take from them and put it onto his body. He has to have them, the Jewish people, on his body at all times while he's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu.